Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero vinyl plank flooring. It provides a genuine weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof and scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active families. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter podcast, being recorded on time on a Tuesday. It is currently 10:30 on the nose, Michael.
In the AM.
There's a fly in your juice.
Oh, fuck off.
There will be a lot of flies kicking about here because we're in the country and the smell of shit does tend to coax out the old...
The blue bottles.
Oh. So, what do you want to talk about?
I'm joking. I'll play ready for more fly banter.
I'll play a fucking intro, sure, for fuck's sake. Jesus Christ, hey, mate. Banter podcast with Cole and Jess. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul, Cole and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Fuck you. Marvellous. For the audio listeners, let's talk through our outfits today. Michael is wearing a very understated black top,
yeah,
but it's got a slight tail at the back here, so it's got a bit of added high fashion that would be
just,
wouldn't be as prominent in plain sight. But however, check out the shoes.
Ba-bam!
These are an high top Air Force One with a colourway of a black and...
University gold,
not mustard yellow.
Designed by myself. To the people that have been asking me on Facebook where I bought these fly kicks. I'm allowed to say that now. Fly kicks,
yeah.
Sweet sneaks. I'm not sponsored by Nike or anything because I don't agree with...
Are you not?
I should be.
That's a fucking sin.
I should be. Just do it, boy.
Just do it. Fucking do it.
That's done.
You're mad at it. Fuck's sake. Mickey plays a lot of basketball and... Sometimes you need ankle support when you're absolutely just...
Nothing but hoop.
Driving that ball into that net. Yeah.
Nothing but rim.
Nothing but nets. Want to catch them.
I fucking some Chicago Bull, that sir.
Mm. And moving on to my outfit. This is a Kiss t-shirt that I bought from Lidl. Because we were in one day probably buying vegetables. It's good for veg, Mick, you know.
I feel like we were in Lidl together when you bought that t-shirt.
Did you not buy one as well, like a band t-shirt? Someone else was there and bought like a band t-shirt.
There was another, yeah.
Maureen bought a Bruce Springsteen one, because she's never listened to a Bruce Springsteen song ever.
Yeah.
But I bought this, and I was like, this is great.
It is a nice t-shirt.
Thanks.
It's one of the very few that fit you properly, you know.
Really?
Mm.
What? You went this whole time, none of my, you didn't tell me none of my t-shirts fit me properly?
They do fit, it's nice. I like to be able to see a man's belly button through his top.
It's hot.
It just looks good on him. It makes me want to...
Stop it.
We should tickle. You fucking jiu-jitsu eyed me there.
Just went all black like a shark. The 25th.
You looked at me the way I look at pizzas.
Through a letterbox.
I'll fucking destroy that.
On the 25th of July, which is 8 days from now, we're doing a General Banter live podcast at the Mandela Hall. Now, that is historic shit.
It really is.
Because shortly after that, there won't be a Mandela Hall.
Yeah, it'll be kaput.
Kaput in the skip.
At the top.
Is what it'll be. So we're going to do, I'm going to call it the last comedy show there. Some smarmy bastard on Twitter was like, are you sure it's the last comedy gig? I don't know if he meant, is your gig going to be comedy? Or he knows about another gig where there's a drag act from fucking Drag Race is on.
That's not comedy.
That's a drag show. Yeah. Will you laugh, maybe?
Tell you what that is, Colin. It's against Jesus.
It's like, yeah, you don't think me and Mickey can't tape our bollocks down our back?
We can't, because we've got hairy howls, like men do, like you're supposed to have.
Big hairy fucking holes to catch any drippings.
Shit.
It's like having hair up your nostrils, it's there to catch debris.
Wiping my holes like pulling Velcro off a cat. Sort of slack.
Yeah.
Wiping my heels like trying to wash bulk out of your own hair.
If you can't braid your dot, don't talk to me.
Imagine.
Like a Viking.
I've told this story before. I might have even told it to you, but I just remember being at Oxygen one time, and this guy, Phil, who, very dark, swarthy fella, and everyone was like shouting all over the campsite, and he just shouted something like, yeah! And everyone looked at him, and he bent over and absolutely separated his cheeks. And there was like, you know, like actual wads of like wet hair. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you ever know?
It wasn't like, oh, you can vaguely see a hairy hole there. It was literally like, you know, like he could have combed it in the curtains.
Like bits of lettuce.
Yeah, just, oh, it's just fucking too much hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's got a hairy hole, but I feel like he would actually have to like put a clip in it to just to take a shit. Do you know what I'm saying?
I remember, remember that, like the old photo of the weightlifter and his anus prolapsed?
Yeah.
And you see the hair around his arse?
It's in my wallet.
But like the hair around it, and it's all wet. There's not like wet butt hairs. Like,
why do you see his actual asshole?
Maybe I was looking at something else. I don't know.
Yeah. So the tickets are on sale.
Fuck up. Fuck up.
Tickets are on sale from shine.net. And they're a pound cheaper booking fee if you get them online. If you can make it into a Ticketmaster outlet, you get them for service for face value.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's an interesting fact. And, you know, assholes are hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So there you have it.
Tickets, I can't wait.
We've got Lavery's tomorrow night. Are you about for Lavery's? I didn't even ask you. Like,
I know. I was noticed. I saw the poster group and I was like, well. So you have Shane Todd on, oh yeah. Shane Todd, who doesn't shoot in 4K because he doesn't really look like that. He's not pretty.
Did he say that?
No, I've decided.
Like spreading rumors. What a weird rumor. You know, he refuses to shoot in 4K. Yeah.
He only has one nostril because he loves cocaine. He got the middle but took out himself.
Oh, did he? He's just got one big nostril?
Yeah, just to see a time. No, but I've nothing on tomorrow night. You know, as you know by now, Colin, unless you've booked the gig, I've nothing to do.
Do you want to MC it, for real?
Do you want me to?
So I don't have... I'm going to go on and do 9 minutes of new material whilst Mickey MCs the entire night. So there you go. Is that in stone?
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's on tape. Mickey's going to MC. And then... That's a nice little warm-up. By the way, I don't think, like, oh, I'll just go see him on Wednesday and then not bother going to the other show. Different shows, bro.
Different show altogether.
Different shows. One's an actual show, one's just a bunch of guys talking shite.
Yeah.
But it'll pass a Wednesday evening.
Oh, my God. Sure. That last live podcast was one of the best gigs I've ever done. And I did the Odyssey Arena once.
It was honestly brilliant. And I did a podcast the other week, as I told you, with... Matthew there from Best of Belfast, and I even said to him, I was like, it was fucking unreal. And he's like, man, I like that, because there's a lot of people in this country just have, you know, a bad attitude when it comes to like just bigging themselves up and all. And I was like, it's not to do with bigging yourself up. It was objectively fucking ridiculous. Yeah. And I wish I had clips to show off to you, but they weren't recorded correctly. You know what I'm saying?
Correctly.
We'll get this one recorded right.
Aye.
Start to finish.
And you'll know all about it.
I'd be all over the fucking place. In case people were like, oh, I don't know whether to go or not. You'll see the clips and you'll be like, oh, I should have went before they knocked it fucking down forever. You fucking waste of space, bitches.
Yeah, what he said.
Mickey will be dishing out dick like a goddamn, like a waiter. Way. Like a waiter with a tray full of hors d'oeuvres.
Dick. 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 Dick for you, sir.
Do you want a dick mousse on a small cracker?
Do you want a bit of dick?
Dick, sir?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Dick. Dick for you, sir. And your lovely wife, sir? Dick?
Could I trouble you for a piece of dick?
Some dick?
Do you leave room for a small bit of dick? Don't eat too much. There's another round of dick coming.
You'll spoil your dick.
Too late! Too late, it's fucked. Things chewed to bits.
When's the last time you went swimming? About an hour ago. No dick for you.
Yeah, you don't want to... eat dick on a full stomach.
You don't want to have dip on a dick, like... A dip in a dick? A dip in a...
I'm going to die today! I'm going to die! Today I'm going to die! I fucking love that clip. Just scare me. Just scare me. Just scare me. So why has no one made that into a song yet?
That would be, yeah. Just ain't nobody got time for that. Let's mix it up.
Ain't nobody get time for that.
Just kill me.
Just kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me.
I got bronchitis.
Do you remember that clip?
That was one of my favorites.
You know what this podcast is called? old stuff.
Ain't nobody get time for it.
Remix?
Yeah, I love the remix. It's actually not a bad...
Oh, really? Is it a good song?
Well, you know me. This is... I recently bought tickets to go see Nightwish when it was steaming. Who?
What's Nightwish?
Exactly.
The fuck is Nightwish, bro?
They're a very heavy metal.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she...
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
I forgot about that.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got her. I got broke.
No one talks about Pharrell Jesus. Williams just walking past in the background there. My life.
And then the smoke got her. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
What the fuck flavor is that
shit? Not nice flavor, whatever it is.
Up next, the latest clips. Chocolate rain. Charlie bit my finger. All the belters.
Getting all fat and sassy.
I love that clip.
It's one of my favorites.
Getting all fat and sassy.
I love that. Because she's just like, I mean, look at her, like, for the love of fuck.
First flakes fell. People in North Mecklenburg County prepared to be snowed in for the weekend. But agree, a weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Do you know what I think she looks like?
Do you know what they cut her off at the start, before she started speaking? She actually went,
I'm gonna smoke an absolute papoose load of crack, and then I'm gonna get all fat and sassy.
They didn't keep that in.
I'm gonna inject heroin into the vein of my puss lips, and then I'm gonna get all fat and fucking sassy. I'm gonna do a handstand with a goddamn funnel up my asshole and pour petrol into it. And then I'm gonna get all fat and sassy.
I love how she's Cat Williams in the middle of it.
Motherfucker. Pimpin', Ben Sins, pimpin'. I'm between a pimp and a hard motherfucker, we got bagels and shit. Between a pimp and a hard place.
That's what I call my gooch. It isn't.
Of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and...
Cook some soups.
Do you know, she always reminds me of, remember the guy in Scary Movie 2 with a wee hand?
I'm Sarah Chad.
Take my strong hand.
That was Scary funny Movie shit. Too. That's another old shit. What was that, 25 years ago?
I never seen anything as funny in my life.
At the time, it was
take
brilliant.
My strong hand.
I was another bit with it.
Many times were you like, my germs? And like, shove your hands.
I get your toothbrush fanny coming through.
You smell right. Fart? I didn't fart, promise.
There's a buzz from the phones just.
Cook some soups!
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups.
That's funnier than, you know, fat and sassy to me.
Cook some soups.
Cook some soups!
She drags it out so long.
And if you look at this woman, she's no tafers, so she's not cooking soup, she's opening cans.
I'm gonna bite some juice. I'm gonna chew some beers. And I'm gonna fucking nibble my way through some waters.
I'm gonna bite off a big old chunk of gravy. Oh, an idea.
Alright, sorry, I'm just gonna text. It's weird where texts pop up on my fucking thing.
Cooks and soups.
So yeah, 25th on the slick roads. July.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups.
Wait, that's way funnier.
Bands are we eyes.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
I soiled myself.
The amount of flies in here is fucking distracting. Did I tell you whenever it landed on the fucking camera last week?
Oh, did it?
And some guy was like watching in his room. He's like, you're going to give me a heart attack because he was just watching me and you, and then this fucking thing just appears.
I suppose you can just see it's all like,
oh, it's giant.
The expression on its face.
You better get Tiffany. I'm going to cook some soups. Speaking of cooking soups, our boy Sean, our man in Vietnam, is coming home. And he's bringing broken rice and fish sauce and stuff like that. So I will be cooking some soups.
And I'll be eating Burger King and pretending I'm just not hungry.
Eating them Domino's. I had a pizza the other night. Maureen was like, "What was like out of the co-op, you know? Yeah. But they're the ones that are like £6 because they're fancy.
Uh-huh.
And they're actually very nice, but I had like half of this pizza and was like, and now what? That really doesn't fill you. It doesn't do anything for you.
I'm the opposite. I eat it. As soon as I eat pizza now, I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm going to shit so bad tomorrow. Like, I had 3 slices of pizza last night after a rack of pints and melted out of my butthole today.
Here's the problem.
I have a real life girlfriend. I can't believe
it. Like, our fucking, you know, because we got the hob on the island now. It took a wee while to get wired up because fucking Maureen's dad decided to rip his bloody finger off. Fucking sick. Pay attention, will you? We've cookers need wired. So we had the oven, which we never use an oven anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? So we finally got it hooked up. But we're just eating weird. We're eating like all just random shit.
Yeah.
And not really eating properly. The shitting was off pattern. Then the other day I made, don't judge me, a vegetable lasagna because Maureen likes it. Right. Oh. And I had a good bit of that, but I also cooked a lot of chicken on the side. And the quantity and frequency of shedding has went up in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Just because we've eaten so much vegetables, you know?
Yeah. Your body's rejected
it. Just shit, rejected it. Just shitting like a fucking, like a hippo.
Like you're a vegan. Like,
have you ever seen a hippo shit with its wee fan tail?
Fuck, I have, yeah.
Mm. I'm going to type in funny shitting.
Let's do that.
Funny.
For a wee change.
I'll tell you what I've been doing a lot of this week, Michael.
Mm.
Skipping.
Have you been skipping, have you?
I've been skipping, aye.
I noticed the rope when I came in the door there, Colin.
It's on the floor, and I'll tell you what, the £2, the £2 one is...
is way better than...
Yeah.
I'm using that one as well.
Yeah, because the other one's like leather, and it fucking hits the floor and bounces all over the place, whereas that one's just small. And
yeah. I spent £15 on one that had weighted handles, and it's a complete waste of time.
But I'll tell you what happened, though. My feet are fucking killing me.
Oh, you'll get used to it. Excuse me. I'm so
That's
sorry.
A thing I've noticed in the gym. Like, if I was doing, like, lunges or burpees or something like that, the bottom of my feet burn out so quickly.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have weak feet, Michael, you know?
I'm strong-footed now, you say, Colin. Don't even wear me insoles anymore.
You're not?
Nah.
Are they in that shoe?
Nah.
Better they are.
They better not. It takes me an hour and a half to get them off because they're Velcro, but I swear.
Give me a picture. Is there Velcro on this?
No, there's wee straps.
Oh, fuck me. You know what you should do? You should get an actual basketball hoop at your mom's house and just shoot hoops outside.
I can't. I'm 31 years of age. That's the saddest thing I've ever been told.
Just maybe you can finally bond with your dad. Shoot some hoops. Imagine you just found out your dad was lethal at just shooting hoops.
He's lethal at shooting other things.
Brussels. If you know what I'm saying.
I would love to actually... I used to love basketball when I was a kid. Because of the movie Teen Wolf.
Not the movie Space Jam?
Nah.
Nah.
Fuck that.
It's fun. It's a fun sport. It's like of all the American sports, I feel like I could watch it because it's quick. You know what I mean? End to end. Pow, 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 pow.
Pow, pow, pow.
Ga-dunk.
Yeah, swish.
Do you ever see that sport where it's like trampolines and basketball?
Get fucked. Really?
It's called slam ball, actually, but...
Have you seen Extreme Tag?
No. What's that?
So it's basically...
Watch this. This is slam ball. Pretty gangster tune. Big beats. The beats are fucking dynamite on this. Slam ball? Bro, this is not slam ball. This is
This ball's being slammed.
This is regular basketball. Great slammer from last year's competition. Ka-doink.
That is class.
Now, how many people break their fucking necks off doing that shit? Mason Gordon gets it.
Curious to see. You reckon you could do that with your gymnastics background? He plays
for the steal his first once. Attempt. And the floor would be broke, the net would be broke, and I would die.
No.
Shakes always known to be a Da Vinci of dunks.
A Da Vinci of dunks.
It's That's what I said in the last shit.
I love when people say he's the something of something, and it never makes sense. He's the Leonardo DiCaprio of golf. The fuck are you talking about? I saw a picture the other day. Did you see it on my Instagram where it says like speed, precision beats power, speed beats whatever, McGregor quote. And it was Leonardo DiCaprio in some movie hitting a punch bag. And then I wrote, and a 14-year-old with two striking classes beats the fuck out of Leonardo DiCaprio. There's nothing worse. What's worse than a film hard man? Like, yeah, bro, boxed.
What was I watching? What?
Ashton Kutcher, purple belt. He'd kill you.
Is he right enough?
Probably, yeah.
Fucking hell. I was watching a clip recently of doing Joe Rogan talks about movie stars that are legit.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this before? Is Steven Seagal legit?
I mean, he's definitely like whatever Dan in Aikido. The problem is...
Is like Aikido legit?
Is Aikido legit?
No.
No? Is the answer?
Not, yeah.
Like, it's just... You have to look at like the UFC where people are professional fighters for a lot of money. And you think to yourself, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And do those things. Because you're not going to fucking Aikido your way out of like... Like fucking Daniel Cormier, for example, just taking you down and beating the fuck out of you.
I need to mix up my game. I've been called the Maya Angelou of Taekwondo and Lurgan. Because when I strike, it's like poetry.
They call me the Rosa Parks of Jiu-Jitsu because I won't get off the bus because I'm scared.
Maya Angelou would be turned in his grave, you heard me say.
Him. That's fucking incredible. McGregor's been hanging out with Putin. How do you feel about that?
I saw that and initially thought, has that been fucking photoshopped?
No, he's probably and just then, wanted it. They're probably just both at the World Cup final, and then they met, and he thought it'd be funny to piss off your guy, Khabib Nurmagomedov, who's supposed to be fighting.
Khabib who?
Khabib Nurmagomedov. Did you ever see the video of him fighting a bear when he's a child?
Get fucked.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. Khabib bear.
Does McGregor want to fight a guy who once fought a bear then?
Essentially. I love that they play the real fucking like... How many times is that music played under a motivational video?
Aye.
Do you know like... What is life? You only get like, one shot at
be
life.
Be like water, my friend.
What is reality?
That's the cutest thing I've seen in my life.
There's people like working jobs and stuff. Are you stuck at your job? Or are you unhappy? And then the guy's in the gym. You can bench press your way out of this misery. So that's him rolling around with a bear that's probably got no teeth. But he's a beast, like, you know, Al Khabib. But the problem is...
And is McGregor the same weight as him then?
Yeah, they would be. But that's the age-old conundrum of striker versus grappler.
Aye.
Because what's going to happen is our boy Khabib there basically takes everyone down. And fucks them to death.
Yeah.
Just sits on them, punches them. And his wrestling pressure is so heavy, no one can get up. But in a lot of fights before where he's fought, like, your guy Michael Johnson, I think his name is, or something. Not the guy we know.
Aye.
That'd be weird. Black guy. And they're, like, fucking punching. They're like, stand-up fighting, obviously. And your guy caught him a bunch of times. So, what they're saying is, If McGregor's gonna hit you a few times on the feet, you're not gonna be able to take the shots that he'd hit you with.
Yeah.
So it's whether or not he could just keep him from taking him down and just pick him off. Punches.
Then McGregor hasn't fought in a year, has he? Almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mayweather was the last fight.
Pretty much, and I feel like the longer he leaves it, the dodger it's gonna be. His next fight probably will be this guy, Khabib.
Imagine the fucking language barrier between Putin and McGregor.
Well, I was just thinking, like, there's so many hangers on with
who the fuck is this guy? I love your work.
So I was thinking too. You'll do fucking nothing. You'll do fucking nothing. Huh? You're just coming out with all the shit.
Up to there. Fighting out of shit.
I did not come to take over. I did. I take everything. Fuck you.
Do you have homosexuals in your country? We kill them here.
Your Kurt John Kavanagh brother, faggot? We kill him, it's fine.
This fucking Polish cunt keeps talking.
Oh, McGregor, that's the story.
The only reason I'm here is I fucking love Lidl, man.
What's the fucking...
When one of us goes to war, we win. That's not the quote, I know. When one of us goes to war, I kill everyone. with bomb.
Don't go to shops in England. I will ready at your food.
You go for latte, dead.
Conor McGregor, drink this tea.
What do you call that shit where it's like you just have to walk past it and you're dead? The stuff that they find in England. What do you call that shit?
Ah, fuck. I can't remember.
How scary is that though? Because it's not like these people are being poisoned. They're like, oh, there was just a wee bit of land beside something. Aye. And you just fucking
well, do you remember
die?
We watched that thing with the fucking, what do you call the guy, the Iceman? What was his fucking name? And he had a cyanide spray.
Richard Kuklinski.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just pretend he was sneezing. Yeah. And just spray the stuff in your face. And like 3 hours later, you just go like, oh.
Oh yeah, it's fucking terrifying.
It's fucking nuts.
There's a lot of shit like, it was like neurotoxins. Because there's a lot of snakes have them. Especially like underwater snakes. Why have I a knowledge of snakes? Used to have two.
Aye.
A lot of sea snakes will bite a thing. And obviously it's the sea. So it has to fucking die like almost immediately. Yeah. Like, so they'll bite it and the fish will just go dead. But a lot of those things, it bites you, or if they take it out and they can fucking sneeze it in your face, you're like, what's that? But, dead.
Farts.
Like you just stop breathing. You just stop breathing and die. Ugh. I don't know whether that's a good way to go. Like, there's two types of, like, venomous snakes, where it's, like, those ones that bite you and you die straight away, or the ones that bite you and you just rot, basically.
Let's not do that.
We could have a round of Colin Google's gross things. Some guy told me to do that one day, and it was, like, a guitar player from some band died from this flesh-eating thing, and I Googled it, and I was, like, literally traumatised for about half a year.
I remember, like, what the fuck was I listening to the other day? It might have been Joe Rogan again. And he was talking about...
You listen to wee sneaky Rogans on the side?
I was watching wee clips just.
You dirty bastard.
I don't listen to the whole thing. I don't have the attention span, but...
Let me just make this story way more epic.
I thought it was kind of funny how I've realised in my 30s how my brain works.
Yes.
Listen to the podcast and we're talking about bears fighting humans. Yes. I've often thought a bear and a human shouldn't ever meet in the ring. But Mr. Rogan mentioned about it was a photo of a guy who had been eaten...
Yeah.
By a bear. What? Found in the wild.
Right.
And he described in great detail.
Is this the guy that was
the injuries?
The guy that survived and he's walking along like...
No. This dude was dead as fuck. Like,
oh, yeah?
But it just shows you how my brain works because I, like, image searched it, saw the photo, and straight away I went, the size of that guy's dick.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That, like,
what did I type in here?
How many gross things... I don't know. Bear attack victim? I don't know.
I'm going to be sick. So there's a guy fully nude, is there?
Well, the bear's eating half of him, and then, like...
Is it this guy? Oh, I forgot to click on that shit. Well, yeah, there is a bit of deck there, in fairness.
Maybe it's not that one. There was one. They blurred the deck out. Have they blurred his deck out? That's disrespectful.
Oh, boy, he's a bear. Oh, there?
Yeah. Like, the bear got to his deck, I was like, I couldn't finish that.
Where the hell? Legs getting apart by dogs?
There was dogs in that fog,
man. Imagine. Me. He's got a decent soft hang on him there. This music is not adding anything to this. That is... Imagine, like, just the reality of knowing that something's...
Because you'd be alive when that's happening, wouldn't you, like... Oh fuck! That's not the.
His cock is out as well. I mean,
Christian Talbot.
Jesus, with some decent. That's the video where the guy gets attacked by the bear, and he's just walking along. And well, all the vitals are intact, and his fucking ears hanging off.
Jesus
Christ!
Is that
the dude there? Oh boy, he's a deer. You see, the problem is with your head. And I have a large scar on my head. The skin is pulled so tight that, like, if you just fucking hit it with a fucking knife like that, dink, it would go, it would open like a big, like an oval shape. Look at that guy's fucking legs.
And that's mental.
Just ripped apart. That would scare. I mean, if you follow that Nature is Metal page on Instagram, where it's just like,
wouldn't make that go away with it.
What?
We've been hung over here.
Let me get a look at his deck one time. Look at this. Look at the deck on. But
and circumcised as well, I see.
Down to the bone, like. But on that Nature is Metal thing, there. See when you see like hyenas.
Yeah.
Like they're just
ripping shit apart. Like
they're just wee bastards. Aye. They're all just like, oh, look over here, and one of them eats your asshole.
Do you remember that clip? Was it last Christmas or something? Where the wee lad got like a PS4 or something. And got excited and scared his cat, and the cat ripped his fucking ear off.
I did see that. That's
like,
but he wasn't even a kid; he was a fucking grown man. Yeah. Like, and the cat just went confusion. That happens. Like, that happens to. There was a video of. I want to say they were doing like the ice bucket challenge or something, and this big fucking, do you know what an American bulldog looks like? Kind of like a heavy boxer.
Yeah.
Type vibe. And this woman was like, poured the ice over her head, and she was like a wee kid did it. I could be getting this all wrong, with as far as I remember. And she's like, and starts screaming and some other commotion.
Yeah.
And the dog just gets confused and jumps up and bites her fucking face.
Jesus Christ!
That does happen with certain dogs. You know, like they don't know what happens and they just fucking attack the closest thing. Like I've seen them. Yeah, whenever they used to have like three dogs down there, and you know, like I've literally remember when they had Lemmy, the wee tiny Jack Russell, he fucking got up and barked at a cat or something, and Molly, the other Jack Russell, fucking near at him.
Aye, just from the change of pace, like the
I don't know, just shocked her, or she was like she thought he was being aggressive or something, but just jumped up and they fucking bawled over, and then he was such a wee bitch, he always just ended up on his back going. She was like, "I fucking right, bitch. Run this motherfucker. Suck my dick."
It's fucking terrifying.
But sometimes they just get confused by what's going on and just go with something. Do you know what I mean? It's weird, fucking scary. No, shit.
Like, my mate is a collie, which is just like old. But especially like once it gets past bedtime, if you're drinking in his house, once it gets past like the dog wanting to go to bed, she's just like fucking like. But when you see. You're like, that's that. My how big your teeth are, like, I think I've said this before. Like, she was licking her lips and then growling at me, and I was like, "You're gonna
eat me."
Like,
also, fuck dogs like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fuck those dogs.
Like,
yeah,
straight away.
But we were around Maureen's cousins there, and I was telling you their dogs. They're just staying with their parents for a minute till their house gets built. And there's a farmer up the road, and one of the dogs went missing. And they're like, where's this dog or whatever? And then a few days later, three of his dogs came down and just fucking attacked their wee tiny Jack Russell, ripped it apart pretty much in the fucking driveway in front of everybody. Like.
Fuck.
So then they realized, oh yeah, these dogs have obviously killed that other fucking one dog at some stage as well. But like, and then Kieran said he went around to the house to fucking be like, your dog's just fucking, and he said the dogs were like rolling on their back, like playing with them.
Right.
And you're like, how weird is it that they would just go mad after one dog? Rip it apart, and then the humans, they're all like, hello.
Aye. Well, it's because they're
fucking... And he was like, don't fucking roll your back here, I'll stamp in your fucking head. He was raging, like, as you would be.
Aye.
And this, like, took it to the vets, and they were like, yeah, it's going to be, like, at least £800.
To keep the dog alive, like...
Stitches alone.
Aye, fuck.
Before drugs and shit, and then he went up to the farmer, and he's like, your fucking dog's just thing, it's, like, at the dog, basically, it's away to the vet. And he goes, and you'll pay for the fucking, you can pay for the bill as well, if it fucking lives. And he goes, I'll pay for half of it. And he goes, well, you can pay for half of it if you want, but you have to get these three dogs put down. And he goes, no, right, I'll pay for all of it then.
It's fucked, like, it's one of them things too, with a pet, where you're like if it cost, if I had £800 worth of injuries, I would like, just put me down. But like.
£800 worth of Nikes on your face?
Yeah, but I would pay thousands to keep a fucking dog alive, like. Like, I found out the dog I had with my ex-girlfriend ate an onion last week and had to spend all night in the vet, and I was like, fuck, I hope he's alright.
Sort of bitch-ass dog eats an onion, that's sick.
Kind of, but all of them, you can't eat the acid in the onion or something, does something to their stomach.
They don't just poke? Dogs poke at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, well, you must have had a whole thing, couldn't get it all up, I don't know. Wasn't there.
Well, fucking retard.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'd like a dog, but I'm not too sure. Not after the Manny situation where we had to fucking give it back after we fully adopted it.
It's fucking horrible.
You know, it was going to be a fucking trouble dog, like.
You think so?
Well, it was just so... It wouldn't walk on a lead. Like, it was scared of a lead. It was just such a wee shit, the pants. Like.
Aye.
But it was nice. It was cute, like, once it was being friendly with you. But the rest of the time, it was just, like, but sitting it takes there a wee while to get, pissing like, itself.
I actually found a photo the first night that we got our dog. And his ears were all back. And like, he just looks like he's like...
Yeah, what the fuck's happening?
Why am I living here now? Mm. He's like, come on, Beb, beside me. She can sleep on her own. Good boy, good boy.
Good boy. Fucking hell. Yeah, what was I going to say to you? Have you seen Sicario? That's what I was going to ask you.
Do you know what? I started watching it ages ago. And I do this all the time. Where I'll start watching something like when I'm lying in bed. And go, I'm going to fall asleep. So I'm going to put something shit on.
Uh-huh.
And I'll come back and watch this whenever.
Yeah.
And then I just haven't got back to watch it again. But I've heard it's brilliant.
It's very good. I thought it was just like a shitty action movie. It's actually fucking lethal. And then if you watch it, we says, how much does Benicio Del Toro look like Brad Pitt?
I always think he's... See, like when I first saw Snatch... There,
he looks like a sexier version of him.
In Snatch, I couldn't tell the difference between his character and Brad Pitt's character for ages, apart from the accent, obviously.
I heard a story once, apparently... Look at him there. Oof. Sexy young Benicio Del Toro.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Not a dry puss in the fucking country there. Jesus. What about, like, Hispanic people just being hotter than everybody? Fuck.
Selma Hayek, see, every time I see that woman on TV...
Every time she comes on TV, so do you.
I have to go and take my shoes off.
Why?
I need to be barefoot to watch this woman.
What's her name?
Selma Hayek.
Yeah, she's hot as... She is, like... Ultimilf 5000.
There's a clip of, and it's Jimmy Carr teaching her and Antonio Banderas to speak Scouse.
Why did you go old Banderas?
Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
It's fucking her and Puss in Boots, right?
Puss in Boots.
But, and this is, there's a point where I was watching it and I was going, how the fuck is anybody keeping eye contact with that woman?
I mean, seems like such a specific clip that you've revisited it.
I quite often just watch the best bits of Graham Norton and have wee giggled himself.
You fucking loser. Where would I find this clip?
Probably YouTube, though.
Selma Hayek. And who?
Just say Scouse. It'll probably come up on it. There's the fourth one down, Jimmy Carr.
This one?
Yeah. Oh, it's not this clip. It's a different one.
The tits are quite conservative there.
But...
Antonio Banderas, he's in the fucking George Clooney realm of, like, everyone's like, he's gorgeous, and you're like, he's an old, crispy man.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? He's not slinging.
A lot of time for him, though.
Do you know what I mean? Del Toro's burying dick all day.
Aye.
While smoking a fucking...
Have you seen any of the Expendable movies? No.
No, I have things to do sometimes, right. Mick.
In the Expendables 3, Antonio Banderas is fucking hilarious.
Boom, boom, ding, ding. Oh, she's
a bit of a desperado.
She is very attractive.
She's beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. What's the other one? Penelope Cruz. Nah, she can go fuck herself.
They're
I mean, well, you know, see if you think this is like sexist male fucking toxicity. Get your own fucking hairy pitted, stinking, feminist, purple haired podcast. Because me and Mickey are going to talk about tits. Yeah!
She's had them, I think she's had work done though, hasn't she?
Who gives a fuck?
Because that's the thing I love about boobs. There's a point where a woman hits a certain age where her tits just start getting massive. Do you know like when they get them big old milk ditties?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come
on. Like they've helped humans grow.
If you jizz on them, it would come back and hit you in the face.
Jizz back on you.
Oh, fuck me. What age is? I don't even. Is she like 28 or is she 60?
I know.
I don't know.
She must be hitting 50-ish, is she?
I mean, dare I type nude after that?
Oh, it'll be there. I've checked. Oh, these aren't real. That one is.
Yeah, that one's real. Very attractive. I mean, that's definitely the look. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I take my fucking shoes off here.
Like the sort of hot Spanish look is definitely the best look, isn't it?
I've always said if I ever met a Japanese girl with big ditties and a Scottish accent, I'm allowed to cheat on whoever I was getting. That's one of some people have like celebrities you're allowed to bang. Yeah. And like you can have five celebrities, but if I meet that one Scottish girl, like
I'd eat, Mac.
Konnichiwa, big man. Like
alright, mate, you wanna lead me?
You wanna have a look at my gi, son?
Oh, stick your dick up my arse's hole.
Man, the dangerous. You can't.
Tell me this, you like Barry Connery?
That's basically an impression of the woman just to phone up looking for my ma.
And I called your ma there.
2 seconds.
Matt, you and McGregor on the
phone. Rob C. Nesbitt's on the phone here.
That's who I meant. I was getting too mixed up. That first Star Wars movie was mind blowing for me.
Look at them big sandy tits. What's going on there?
They look sore.
Oh, who's that? I mean, you can't even be like a wee, you know, wee cute hot boy with those tits.
Aye.
You gotta be like, gotta have some rough hands, you know.
Aye.
A couple of elbows on your dick.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? That's, yeah, you definitely need to have a.
You gotta bang her literally with like work boots on. Aye.
You need to own a hammer that's been worn.
Yeah, and not, you know that's, I mean, not a euphemism for.
Yeah,
galaxy,
I mean like an actual. Yeah. Yeah.
You better have like engine oil on your hands, yeah, when you're
several drill bits just laying about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't even be like cute, we've, you know, sexy Love Island fuckboy. Where, yeah, you gotta get off a horse. You gotta get off a motorbike.
Yeah,
and then you just rub WD-40 in your, yeah, dick.
You need to have a hard hat that doesn't have your name on the inside of it. Everybody else does have their name on the inside of it.
Yeah, but everybody knows it's your hard hat. It's a different color.
Yeah. Yours. Don't touch that hat. Why? Look at his wife. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't even jizz. You just wait till she comes and then, yeah, pull it out, shove it back in, be like, another day, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you've never been to the dentist, but your teeth are class. All dogs respect you.
All dogs just piss themselves when they see you. Just when you jizz, it's in slow motion, sounds like this.
She's like, oh no. Oh, Mickey! Fuck's sake, man! I've got karate practice later! That is fucking desperado, man!
Sensei's gonna smell the fucking jizz on my face, man!
This is Sandra Hayek!
Sandra Hayek! Sandra Hylux!
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh,
I'm gonna kick you in the booby.
For fuck's sake. Was that an ambulance, bro?
Oh, shit.
Well.
That was funny, though.
Have you seen that photo of all the flat earth ones?
Yeah.
Is that real or what?
I don't know.
How can they look more like they're on fucking Men in Black and they're about to pull their face off?
There's definitely some very slopey foreheads in that photo.
Yeah, the cone head fucking alien.
So I was telling you, like, my dad is heavily into his conspiracy theories to the point where he may or may not believe the world is flat now.
Okay.
I was out, my cousin's staying over from England. We're out on, was it Friday night? Well, like, just went for a couple of pints in Belfast. And my dad was pointing out symbolism, right? This is how far he's... I forgot to tell you this. It's not even that funny. This is how far into it he's got. He's pointing out these fucking... Look at that, look, symbols, look at that. Oh, look at that, satanic, look at that. And then a Deliveroo driver was going up the street and a taxi driver opened his door and she, like, clattered clean into the door, went over the taxi door, landed on the fucking street in bits. And the whole street was like, fuck, that just happened. And my dad went... Anyway, look at that building. That's a fucking lizard. Look at that. You tell me there's not fucking lizards.
Where the fuck was this?
You had in the middle of town, in the Belfast.
So someone wiped out a fucking...
And fair play to her, she was up and ready to kick the taxi driver's fucking...
Yeah.
Like... All I could think was, I hope there's no food in that fucking...
I know, somebody's so, fucking...
Somebody's Big Mac's going to be all squashed.
Do you ever see... There was a movie about, like, couriers in New York. They literally just get fucking wiped out all the time.
Oh. So Michael Smiley, he told me a story about... Look at breaking his nose.
Sorry, look at that fucking photo. Look at these.
That's insane.
Like, they're all just going, more sugar. Look at that one. You probably bucked her after Lavery's one time. Look at that one. Weird, weird.
All very
weird, odd. Weird, weird. What in the name of fuck is that?
I couldn't. That has to be Photoshop. Like,
it has to be, because everyone there is an absolute inbred gremlin. We believe in flat earth. Do you believe in flat earth, mate?
The fuck. There's some people don't believe in Australia. Have you ever heard that part of the flat earth people are like, Australia's made up?
I mean,
it's not like I was there.
It's just like,
I seen it.
I mean, there's all it takes is one Google and there's just like a ton of fucking things.
Matthew Collins showed me, he was doing a thing over in Scotland with high altitude balloons.
Yeah.
And like showed me photos of the earth that he had taken that day on a fucking balloon that he had made.
Yeah.
And I showed my dad the photos and my dad went, that's a fisheye lens. And you're like, fuck off. Like,
yeah, but... I'm pretty sure a fisheye lens on a curved thing may actually make it look flat.
Well, see, there's some sort of weird thing where, and it's only come out, people have only got into it in the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so, where somebody took a photo of the horizon on a modern camera, and according to whatever way the fucking dimensions of the planet's supposed to be, it's like you should be able to see the curvature of the Earth from there, but that's not how you... That's not how vision works, is it?
Not really. And also, eyes aren't that powerful, and you're so small on that scale. Like, there's somewhere where they've got these power lines in the water, and they're like, these things are at the bottom of the ocean, but the above water thing has to be the same height because there's a power line on it.
Aye.
And it just goes like that into the distance. And then you've seen, like, there's a bunch of photos where it's like... You know, they're like, here's a boat, here's another boat, and there's the fucking HMS whatever, which is whatever amount of miles behind it. So it's like, that's the fucking horizon. You see the big boat like that. You see the other boat behind it, sort of, like this. And the other one's a certain amount of miles behind that, and all you see is the fucking top of the thing, like that.
Aye.
And they're like, it's floating too, but it's just far enough away over a fucking hump, basically. And then also, the way sunlight hits ocean water... Do you know, like, you see a sunset?
Yeah.
And the reflection is kind of like this. And the sun's kind of about there. You know, that's like your reflection.
Yeah.
That's not the way the reflection would be if that was a flat surface.
Yeah, exactly.
The light would actually be like... That would be the light. That would be the flat surface. And it would be like a torch. The light would be going back like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
There's something like... There's some experiment you can do with, like... And it's literally, like, put two sticks on the ground.
Yeah. Like one of them's like that.
So many distances. And
one of them points out
where the shadow goes. Yeah. Plus, if you look up at the sky with the telescope, Mars is round. So, and you can see that, like.
Yeah, and also an eclipse wouldn't look like a disc going over a disc. It would look like a fucking shelf.
Yeah.
Going across the moon.
But I think it's, like, with conspiracy theories, once you go, fuck, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, theories.
It's a rabbit hole of... You can ignore everything then.
Well, of course, but like a lot of theories are theories because they sound half decent.
Yeah.
You know, you could be like, oh, well, that sounds probably quite, you know what I mean? That doesn't sound fucking too bad. But more than likely, why the fuck would you even bother lying about it?
Aye.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's fucked up. I don't even start with Colin because I'll start thinking about 9/11 and I'll get all angry. I mean, how did the passport survive? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's flat earth. Have you heard... we'll hit the question soon, but have you heard they're trying to donate money to Kylie Jenner to make her a billionaire, the youngest billionaire?
What the fuck are people doing? Like,
she doesn't need it. Do you know what I mean? It's like turning around to like some fucking porn star and be going, we're raising the money to get him an extra inch on his cock so he has the biggest cock instead of just a very, 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 very big cock.
It's I don't know.
Unnecessary.
I don't get why anybody would be like, you should be a billionaire. just so you can do exactly what you've been doing in the last so many years. Like, fuck all. Like,
you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? You literally don't do anything apart from look hot, which is insane because you actually don't. It's not even like she looks hot. She just looks like a different person.
Did I see something about... Did she bring out like a lip filler thing that women everywhere fucking bought? And then as soon as she made a fuck ton of money off it, she was like, I'm getting these out because it's disgusting. Or bad for you or something.
Yeah, something about... Yeah, like the lip thing. Yeah, she was getting them taken out. Because she was like, yo, yeah, the big lip look isn't in anymore.
I
think that's the way it's going to go. Though. People are just going to do shit and then be like, oh yeah. It's the same way like... Just any fucking trend comes around. Like, have you seen those new Yeezys and stuff? It's the era of, like, the fucking ugly shoe. So, like, a lot of the new shoes are fucking... I know, but that's, like... An Air Force One is a classic shape of trainer. Whereas, like, these new fucking Yeezys are terrible. Like, these are, like, the coolest shit you can get. Look at that.
They look like...
Like, you probably actually, no matter how much money you had, you probably couldn't get a pair of those, right? Aye. Do you know what I mean?
They look like something a doctor would prescribe.
Yeah, they look fucking terrible. The other Yeezys were a bit of a fucking, you know, like,
yeah.
People weren't sure about them at the start. But it looks more or less like a normal trainer now. Do you know what I mean? You run around
yeah.
with the boosts on.
They look like something that fixes scoliosis.
Oh yeah, it looks like you wear that and then you wear another regular shoe on your other foot because you got one fucking leg shorter than the other. What do you see this? Fucking heap of bollocks. People are actually wearing these, like.
Do you know what the worst thing is? 6 months from now, we'll be looking at a pair.
I really don't know about those because they're, look how big they are.
Fucking, I read enough.
It looks like they've just taken the soles of like 15 pairs of shoes and just jammed them all together. That's hectic. Like, aye.
Can you make me a trainer that looks like a dessert?
Yeah, I can. That's just too much. Like the Yeezy ones, at a stretch, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know, like the, like, I suppose if you had a pair of those, you could throw them on and a bunch of wee fucking nerds would be sucking your dick.
Did you get the new Yeezys? They look like, just, there's a photo of like New Balance. I remember I bought like whenever my wee feet were sore.
I
bought like retarded looking New Balance shoes.
Yeah.
That's what they look like that, but they cost about fucking 10 grand now, don't they?
Aaron sent me a picture of these things, right? And he goes, what do you think of these? And, how the fuck would I find these? Supreme Nike Dad shoes. These things, if I can get a photo of them, would sit on the fuck... Look at the fucking state of that. They would sit on a shelf in Sports Direct.
Aye, for years.
Till the end of time. And then Supreme puts the word Supreme on those, and people are like, look at those. Like, how many of those has your fucking dad thrown out over the years?
Aye.
They are hectic. They're also terrible.
That's a lot to look at, like, isn't it?
Just fucking, I mean, I don't even know what the fuck you'd be wearing with those to make them look hot. Look at those, bro. Hectic.
Aye.
It really, there is this just movement of just wearing totally bollocks shoes at the minute. Now, would I get a pair of those? Yes, I would. But yeah, it's so fucked up. And then McCann even put up a thing on his Instagram. We was talking about big dick energy. Do you see that?
No.
Also, Aaron, just have your fucking thing Aaron McCann instead of McCann Comedy.
And get rid of that fucking beard, mate. I'm only joking.
I'll be honest, I didn't mind the beard until you started wearing pink trousers and I'm like...
he's not, is he?
Shout out to Lids, somebody, and Nifty Genius for letting me go downstairs to their sample sale today. I've got pink pants now. If that ain't big dick energy, I don't know what is. So, have you heard of this, Mick?
No, obviously not.
Big.
I just brought up the Expendables 3 and Scary Movie 2.
Dick energy. Let me see if I can get a Wikipedia fucking thing in this. So it's basically like big dick energy, or BDE, is the confidence you got knowing you got an enormous penis. But you do it by doing things. You know what I mean? Like, you buy a pair of pink trousers because you're just like, I don't give a fuck. Slag me off. Got that fat dick anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I hate confidence.
I seen that. Well, you see, there's two types of confidence. There's like the over the top, projecting it outwards confidence. Yeah. The real confident ones are people just don't say anything and just knock it out of the park.
That's what I mean. That's fine.
Yeah,
but it's the it's the idea of fucking like of swag upsets me. And I design my own trainers.
I mean, there's a guy. What's Big Dick Energy? They're talking about Pete Davidson going out with Ariana Grande. But I don't see the. Nah, not into it. She looks like a wee, like a 13-year-old. They let put lipstick on. Big Dick Energy. Well, you may only have learned the name recently. You'll almost certainly be familiar with the concept. What is Big Dick Energy? Where did all of us? It all kicked off when Ariana Grande reportedly tweeted and hastily deleted about how generously endowed her fiancé Pete Davidson is. Despite Grande's deletion, he should change his second name to Grande. Pete Grande. The damage has been done on Twitter. Twitter was abuzz with talk about the size of Davidson's manhood. He's 6'3" with dark circles. Exudes big dick energy, but looks evil. I don't even know what it means. Is it one of those things you just know it when you see it?
Yeah. See, this is little dick energy also a thing? Yeah, definitely. That's confidence. I have a wee dick, but I know how to use it.
Yeah, the little dick energy is the fake confidence, aye. I think. You know, he's just all like, no, I'm very shy. Pulls out it.
But definitely trust somebody with little dick energy more than big dick energy. Big dick energy and not having a big dick. Do you know what I mean? Trying to have big dick energy is bullshit. But admitting... You know, I have a wee dick when I'm energetic.
Look at this smarmy, I've got a fat dick face. God damn.
I'd love to have a massive dick for a day.
I've thought about this before. If I could be hot as shit and die at about 35, I'd probably take that.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Just to be able to swan through life and be like, what's crap? Aye. And girls are just like, two girls are sucking your dick. You're like, I didn't even know I was out. Oh my God. Was out for that.
I don't know if you're like this in your 30s now. I've realized recently I don't get like hard-ons anymore. Like,
given to you? Or?
I'm starting to worry about my health because I've woke up a few times in the last couple of months without a boner. And I've been like, oh, something's up.
You old bastard.
Oh, Mom. Mom, yeah. I don't have a boner. She's like, Patty, wake up quick. Go to the hospital.
Drop the rosary round.
I got to the point that like, my boners are like, whenever you eat too much at Christmas and you have to open your belt. Like my dick goes.
I'm not going to move, but I'm very full.
It's impossible. I mean, I have to put a patch on it at night because it snores now. Like, it's
one of those wee nasal stickers that hold the end of it open.
I miss having a spring in my cock.
Well, I absolutely do get boners.
Yeah, and of course you do. You've got that big dick energy.
I feel like I would take like whatever they give pedophiles when they chemically castrate them. I would take some of that just so that I could go about my day.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Instead of having to exercise the poison out of mine.
Get behind me, Satan!
Nobody got time for that.
Flagellating it with some fucking sticks.
Ah, you're going to love it whenever you get to my state of unhealthiness. Pissing your hand on.
Where did I do that recently? Sat down for a shit and was pissing really violently. And I was like, where's all this warmth? And it was some, you know, like the fucking, one of those fucking like toilet fucking, like it's like a wee fucking hook goes on the side. Had just been moved around a bit, and I was pissing really hard against it, and it was just coming back over the top.
I
told you
the time I was like, right before a gig, really, really nervous, and had proper baby dick.
Yeah.
I went for a shit, and then pissed, whatever they came in, pissed right over the seat on the back of my own jeans.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. It's a hard thing. See, like, the pre-gig shits. Sometimes I get them really bad and sometimes I'm grand, but like before you go on stage and you're like, oh, I've already shot like a bunch of times today, and then you're like, I'll try, and then just your body is like,
evacuate.
Aye.
And it just
see, I'm not too bad with the shit that's pissing that gets me. Like,
oh, so here.
No, see, before gigs and that, I'm just like, can't stop pissing.
Jesus Christ. Just 100 pisses.
The amount of times I've been at the Edinburgh Fringe and I've pissed in a bottle behind the curtain.
It's funny because
I then had to carry a bottle of my own piss out of the room. Like,
thanks, guys. Good night.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You enjoyed the show. Tweet me.
Do you remember in Edinburgh that time we're pissing in the cups behind the curtain because they had like the fucking beside the stage, so you can walk out through the crowd.
Yeah.
So I had to wait in there and piss in a fucking.
And it was two full pints that looked like pints of white wine.
Mm-hmm. Good beer piss, you know. Yeah. It was clear as shit. And it's funny because I was talking to Tom the Bear about this one time, and he's like, he goes, "You think you need a piss? You think you need a shit?" And I goes, The thing is, if you were doing a gig and someone shot you in the fucking leg, you could just tie it off and go and do the gig. The adrenaline will sort of get you through.
Definitely, because I was doing the Black Box last week. Thanks for everyone who came down with it. And was about to do my wee pre-show piss and somebody was talking to me. And then they just brought me on and I was like, fuck. And I remember the first sort of 5 minutes or so being like, I'm going to piss on the stage now. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And managed to get through the hour. I was like, oh, I didn't need to piss.
I mean, so,
I'm actually dangerously dehydrated.
Sometimes you need to piss so hard that your body's been clamping it for so long that by the time you do piss, it just goes.
No.
And you're like, what the fuck was this? Look at my can, it's big dick energy.
Big head energy?
Big head.
Big dick heads you are, then pink trousers. You'll never be able to show your face and throw it again now, sir.
Pink trousers?
I
was wearing pink shoes on Saturday night and everyone was just like, that damn shoes, no. And you're pink. Like, hold on a second. You're the fucking weirdo.
Aye.
You country bumpkin pig. Remember fucker. Remember
that phase of like, it's not a pink shirt, it's salmon?
No.
Everybody saying that? I had a cracking pink t-shirt.
This pink fucking Ralph Lauren shirt, bro. Can't even afford this.
Aye.
Suck my dick. I'm also in school. Like, I don't know what's going on. Thanks.
I mean, nothing.
Thanks for buying it. Got some TK Maxx.
Who's Ralph Laurel?
But, the, you know, this dude was wearing like, this guy was like, pink shoes and all, trying to take a photo. And I was like, mate, what? How is this worse than what you're wearing? And he was the most basic, like, I went into JD, I got a pair of jeans, I got a pair of Lacoste white slippers.
And a karate belt.
I'm wearing pink fucking Janoskis, bro. And you got a pair of fucking wee Italian slippers that you wouldn't wear if you were sucking off a guy that owned a boat. The fuck out of my face.
Fuck out of my face.
And at the end of the day, it's alpha moves. It's alpha maneuvers, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, look at your pink shoes. And you're like, oh.
I'll choke you.
And then what?
That.
I just love
you're
that.
Pulling one of these pink shoes out of your fucking hole.
I love that attitude. You know when some people have a go at you online or something, you're like, and now what? What happens now that you've said that? And then what? Keep walking.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
I'm going to fuck your mom. That's just my favourite thing to say at the minute.
Do you know what would be big dick energy? Your tonsils.
Smashing off your uvula. Uvula?
So first of all, Shane Todd. Hey lads, guess what I'm doing on Thursday? Can I guess? You already know. Keen for the rest of the lads to get involved. Shane, just tell us. No one gives a fuck.
What's he doing?
Who cares? Join in.
What's that group banter?
Who's work? Kieran Bartlett. Send me a link. Fucking Google it yourself.
You're holding a phone.
Googling isn't cardio. Just fucking Google it. Link me.
No.
Do yourself. Everyone gather around and guess what I'm doing. No, just fucking tell me.
Oh. Oh,
mind me eyes. That's going to shatter. That's fucking, I'll break a pen. I got a whole bucket of pens. I'm balling out of control around this motherfucker.
Right, we'll do questions because all this talk about pissing makes me want to eat.
Thirsty. This is from BMCK89, the well-known. Podcast question. I'm a musician. There's nothing more annoying than when someone asks you for a song you don't know. Sorry, mate, don't know it. Ask for another one. Sorry, don't know it. Ask for another one. Sorry, don't know it. Ask for another one. Sorry, I get it. What do you know? Absolutely nothing, you stupid fucking Wonderwall wagon wheel. Hit the diff looking cunt. I can imagine that's exactly all it is. Hit the diff!
Aye. Give me the guitar, I'll play Wonderwall.
Anyway, question is, when people find out you're a comedian, what's the most annoying thing they do?
Tell us a joke.
Yeah, they think that you just have a ream of jokes that you can just spit out
at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
When you're like, no, it involves writing material and having a set and some sort of acting.
I've started when people go, who would you say is your favourite comedian? I go, because I love talking about it.
Yeah.
And then that's like the floodgates open for me to bore people to death about stand up.
Yeah.
That's my revenge.
You get your money back at the buffet there.
Yeah. Or I'm going, Frankie Boyle's latest work is very important socially. And
you do comedy. Tell you how I like
Lee Evans.
How do you know? What do you call that by its sweats all the time?
Is it the only DVD you've seen?
Aye. How do you know?
You can't beat Pale.
You couldn't be bad to Lee Evans, man.
I like Lee Evans.
Whatever. Shop around before you tell me he's the best fucking comedian in the world. This one's from D. Gallagher. Idiot. What would you ever consider a podcast tour of the world? Basically, like a travel blogger, but people would actually follow you to see where you go and what you get up to. I suggest Australia as your first stop. I mean, yeah, that's with the aid of Patreon and, you know,
the sniffles.
Podcasts that make money. Yes, that could very well be on the cards. Because then you could be still making money while you're on tour and doing a podcast and making vlogs and stuff. But then there wouldn't be such an emphasis on losing a whole pile of money, booking a venue and no one going.
Aye.
You get me!
I would do that. 100%. Also, we're probably going to go to LA in November.
Yeah.
But then McCann has a month's holiday in January or something. Wants to do like a wee road trip.
Oh, that's fucking do it in January then.
So me and you should just go to that.
Yes.
I'll take Maureen to LA for a birthday.
That'll be fucking class.
When's the Limelight gig being released as a podcast YouTube vid? The podcast will probably come out when we record a new live podcast next Wednesday. The video isn't available. There was a fuck up, so there you go. On the topic of Mickey and his CBD oil from a couple of podcasts ago.
Well, the THC stuff.
THC.
Yeah.
Have either of you had any funny bad weed incidents?
I'm trying to think. Have whitey and bugged?
Have you?
The amount of times you end up smoking weed or...
When you're black.
When you've been drinking.
Mm.
I'm trying to think. Probably a couple. I remember like smoking some of the stuff we had one time. And I took the rest of the joint home with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because half of it did both of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll fucking smoke this myself. And, like, it kicked in that I was cleaning my kitchen, and at one point it was holding the plate to put in the dishwasher, and just felt myself go, what's the fucking point?
Yeah. Me and Maureen went a bit overboard one time. I don't know. No real fucking crazy horror stories, because you're not... We doesn't we are out of your fucking mind, and you do stupid shit. You're just like... As bad as you get is you're on a couch going, let this storm pass.
The time I edited in Australia and got fucking paranoid, because I was thinking about this earlier, there was a point where I met another bunch of comedians that I'd met in Sydney that were going into the wee market that I was panicking trying to get out of, and I deleted them off Facebook because it was so fucked. I was like, they're going to talk about that.
Sly releasing.
Is it fuck? It was the worst day of my life.
I mean... Fucking nah,
have a nice fucking time.
I don't really have any fucking crazy stories, like. Really, I can remember just annoying ones. Like, I remember being in the house when I was younger, and it smoked some fucking something out of a coke tin or something, trying to be badass. And I remember watching Still Game, or Chewing the Fat at the time. And there's a bit where, you know, like the kid will say something, and the parents like, "I smell shite," like that. And Dave said something like that, and I had a bowl of Cocoa Pops, and I went with so much force that all of the Cocoa Pops left the bowl, and I was just trying to fucking out of my mind like sweep up fucking milk and Cocoa Pops. Put the milk in the Cocoa Pops, milky.
I remember once smoking a little weed, and the next day walking through Derry and getting the traffic lights and forgetting how to cross the road, because I remember there's a wee old woman standing beside me, and I looked at her like, she started walking. I was like, "Ah, yes, of course, walking. Yes,
well done, old lady. Please do more Barry the Blender sketches. My sons love it. I do them all the fucking time. See,
how old are your sons?
We did a podcast, right? And then I did a podcast by myself. And someone goes, do another one with Mickey. And you're like, have you just listened to one that we done together? There's loads.
And there's an entire back catalogue.
And there will be loads. It's just today. I did one by myself.
Aye.
Give me a fucking break, dickhead.
For sure. When I found out you did a podcast by yourself, it's like when your wife catches you wanking. I'm like, why'd you do that?
You fucking pig.
You're disgusting.
You bastard.
Couldn't wait for me to get back.
You and your big dick energy. Let me see. How the fuck am I supposed to write this? 6'9". This stupid cunt. Let me see. Court. He went to court. What was he wearing in court?
Who is this guy?
He's a rapper who's very, very popular with the young kids. But I'll tell you right now, he's fucking bollocks. He's a savage though, you know. He shoots people and, you know, he's a bad man. Do you want to hear one of his dickhead songs?
Nah.
What do you hear? It's so...
That's not the bloke who beat his fucking pregnant girlfriend, is it?
Nah, he got shot, thank fuck.
Oh yeah, that's who it was. Yeah.
Can't get my dick in my pants. Like, just so dirt. Like, what's this one? Is it Gomo? Is that a big song? He drops the N-bomb way too much for clearly a white man.
Yeah.
It's only got 236 million hits. I know.
Can't believe I missed another video.
White as fuck.
I just don't like him.
He's dropping M-bombs all over the place. Why do they always pretend to be hard? That's what cracks me up. I'm really fucking... There was one with, what's his name, Lil Pump? And he's all like, yeah, fucking Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. You fuck your bitch and all this shit. And then you see him and you're like, are you nine? Why's your body? You're not even like a man. Mm. Don't be getting all hard. I don't know why that annoys me. Like... be like 50 Cent or something, you know what I mean? He might beat your shit in at a push, like, but not this guy. Like, yeah, I'm getting pubes next month. Stop saying N-bombs because you're white. That's so dark. Right. That's dick. Let me see what this one is. Like,
hold on, let me get it started. BB with the Robins, looking all retarded.
I hope like one of the Bloods, like someone in the Blood gang actually just kills him.
I'd love to turn this shit off.
It's so bollocks. I would love to see, you know, like you know, like rap videos when they're like, I'm in the fucking shower with some bitches, and then they're all just like, and that's a rap, folks, and they're like, okay, thanks, and they just get all their shit and go, I'll invoice you.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool.
Can I have one of them sandwiches?
By the way, you dropped the N-bomb far too much for a very obviously white guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Any more questions?
Yep.
I'm getting a wee bit hungry. Do you want to go get food?
Yeah, we can go get food, yeah. I'm certainly not cooking any here. I'm just looking for... Oh boy, he's a deer. There's 9 flies on my legs. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Got your back on Patreon, all the best. Cheers, Lord Firefox. I don't know. The rate that I change my fucking mind, you might come back. I might have all these plans, and then you come back to me in a year, and I'm like, do you know what I'm really into right now?
I'm a transgender black woman now.
Baking. I got really into baking, and I'm the best. Just so over the top confident. I'm the fucking best baker.
Taste that Madeira. In this motherfucker, the moistest.
The moistest. I don't know. I mean, ideally, I would like to be podcasting full time for full time money.
Yeah.
And then I can just be like, I fancy a month in my LA studio.
Yeah.
See ya.
That would be nice.
Mickey in a case. We should all go see Iron for real.
Yeah, I'm definitely up for that.
Shouldn't we?
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I said it, it's Maureen's birthday around the time he's doing that big gig, but I was like, Maureen, we'll go for your birthday, but also that gig's happening. So maybe do like a wee stretch of time. Oh, birthday celebrations.
Yeah.
You know, send her home. And then the lads. But you know what I mean?
When the wife's away, the boys can
go and eat burgers twice a day. What's best, In-N-Out or Shake Shack?
Let's find out.
And you eat them both, and then you're like, I'm just not sure.
Aye.
Go back the next day.
Is there five bays out here?
Five bays? Hi, my name is Alex. I'm just messaging you to see if you ever do any stand-up gigs at weddings. No, neither should anybody else.
Yeah,
you should
never
book a comedian for your wedding. Don't book a comedian for your wedding. I had my wedding recently, and I had my sister's wedding recently, and a fucking comedian would have ruined both days. Yeah. Don't bother. There's a video of a guy... what's the podcast app you said was now available on Android? SoundCloud does my tits in. That's the Dave Kenning. It's the fucking podcast app, I'm pretty sure, that you can get on... you can get on Apple, so it should look a little something like this. Open up, you fucking dildo.
I have no idea what's happening here.
See that purple thing there? That's what she said. See that purple thing? It should look like that, and you simply searched my fucking name, and that's it. That's the end of the questions.
Not us?
Oh, that's us. That's about it.
Get your tickets.
Look me right in the eye.
Look at him.
You're going to fucking hate yourself if you don't go to this gig.
I agree.
Worse than that, Mickey's going to hate you forever.
I'll never talk to you again.
He won't.
You'll be all here, Mickey, and I'll be all...
But it's going to be a lot of fun. Stand up. Other stuff.
Talking shit.
We got videos prepped.
Drinking beers.
It's going to be hilarious. Which is American for hilarious.
Yeah, I like
it's
that.
It's just going to be real good. I don't know what else to say. The last one was fucking tremendous. No bullshit. Like, it literally changed my mind on how I feel about straight stand-up because it was so funny. I went through a bit of a crisis. I was like, I don't know if I want to do stand-up anymore because that was so much fun. So just get your tickets to it. Shine.net. You'll see my name. You'll see Mickey's name. And that's about it. Get yourself
get it done.
Motherfuckers.
Book the next day off work.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get crunk. Can you still say crunk?
Yeah, book a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
To get the pill and then...
Yeah.
Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you're going to get crunk.
Let's go get this money. Green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit, green. Green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit, green. Green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit.
It's just Ricky Rose.
Green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit. Pack a honey bag wood and some Gucci shoes. Pack a honey bag wood and some Gucci shoes. Pack a honey bag wood and some. My back is sweating profusely.
Green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit, green Gucci suit. That's gangster as fuck. 7 days and I'ma check it off. Look. Here, shawty, if you want a ball. In my D-Wade jersey, so who want a wall? Got me kicking in the door in my new Gucci boots. Old squad, Gucci now, we the Gucci crew. Cuban links, diamond dripping in the newest mix. When you see me, baby. KongGaddis.com for merch. General Banter, or what is it? Patreon.com/GeneralBanterPodcast. If you want to, you know, support the podcast. Take it easy, guys.
Also, I'm going to the Fringe, so if you want to, if you live in Scotland, buy tickets to my show.
Yeah.
But more importantly...
Get your tickets at Ed Fringe.
Yeah.
.com
Gilded Balloon or something.
Gilded Balloon /Gilded Balloon / Mickey Barnett. Yeah. And what else are you really going to see at the Fringe? Bunch of fucking mime artists.
No, fuck that.
Oh, we're doing a recreation of a Shakespeare play for money. Because I would be hard pushed to go
not
for free.
Come
you
here,
fucking
your Uncle Mickey talk about bum holes and willies.
Drama pieces of shit.
You get mad gangster there after that song, didn't you? Oh, you hurt your face?
I hit myself.
Oh, no.
I'll edit that out.
Bye.